Welcome to Luther for the Busy Man, the 21st week after the Sunday of Trinity Sunday. Our scripture reading comes from John's Gospel, chapter 4, verses 47 through 54. When this man heard that Jesus had come from Judea to Galilee, he went to him and asked him to come down and heal his son, for he was at the point of death. So Jesus said to him, "Unless you see signs and wonders, you will not believe." The official said to him, "Sir, come down before my child dies." Jesus said to him, "Go, your son will live." The man believed the word that Jesus spoke to him and went on his way. As he was going down, his servants met him and told him that his son was recovering. So he asked them the hour when he began to get better. And they said to him, "Yesterday, at the seventh hour, the fever left him." The father knew that was the hour when Jesus had said to him, "Your son will live." And he himself believed and all his household. This was now the second sign that Jesus did when he had come from Judea to Galilee. Our first scripture lesson is Ephesians chapter 4, verse 5. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. Our second scripture lesson comes from Galatians chapter 3, verse 28. You are all one in Christ Jesus. This gospel sets before us an example of faith. St. John reminds us in no less than three places that this official believed in Jesus. We can easily understand, therefore, how someone might feel inclined to ask what kind of faith this man had, seeing that the evangelist seems to make so much of it. We have said so much about faith and the gospel in our sermons that I think we should understand it very well, but because it tends to crop up again and again, we must look at it quite frequently. In the first place, as I have frequently stated, faith through the gospel brings the whole of the Lord Jesus Christ to men with all his blessings. One Christian has just as much as any other Christian. A child baptized today has no less than St. Peter and all the saints in heaven. We are all alike in faith. One man has the treasure as fully and completely as another man. This gospel also speaks of the increase of faith. This, it would seem, introduces differences in faith. Although faith enjoys Christ and all his blessings fully, it must always be cultivated and practiced so that a man becomes quite sure of it and holds fast to his treasure. Here, there is a difference between two positions, between the man who has something and the man who takes a good hold of it, that is, between a strong faith and a weak faith. A treasure as great as the one offered to us in the gospel must be firmly grasped and kept so that it is not lost carelessly or taken away from us. The treasure is certainly mine, even if it is wrapped up in a poppy leaf, but it is not as well kept as when it is locked in an iron chest. Let us pray. We thank and praise you, Heavenly Father, for the mercy and grace you have shown us in bestowing upon us all the blessings of your kingdom. Keep us ever mindful of the treasures that we enjoy in your kingdom, and grant that we ever cling to them with all our heart, in and through Christ our Savior. Amen. Visit ambassadorpublications.org to purchase the print edition of this devotional. The Luther for the Busy Man podcast is produced by the Free Lutheran Bible College and Seminary in Plymouth, Minnesota. Visit lutherforthebusyman.org to receive each day's devotion in your inbox. And go to flbc.edu for the latest from the Free Lutheran Bible College and Seminary. Start here, go anywhere, grounded in God's Word.